From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the White House woke up to a dramatically different situation in the Middle East. And President Bush has responded to Hamas's stunning victory in Palestinian elections by calling on the Islamist group to renounce violence. The U.S. lists Hamas as a terrorist organization, and the president said the U.S. doesn't support groups that want to destroy Israel. Mr. Bush made those comments in a morning news conference that also touched on other issues, among them Iran's nuclear program and the president's decision to have the National Security Agency eavesdrop on phone conversations in the U.S. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
These were President Bush's first public comments since the Hamas victory upended Palestinian politics overnight. It was not the outcome the administration was hoping for, but Mr. Bush, who has spoken so much about the need to promote democracy in the Mideast, was not about to criticize the outcome of this vote.
I like the competition of ideas. I like people to have to go out and say, vote for me and here's what I'm going to do. There's something healthy and about a system that does that. And so the elections yesterday were very interesting.
But the president was asked if the U.S. will be able to continue to pursue a Middle East peace process with the Hamas-led government. He made it clear that victory in an election does not suddenly change his view of Hamas.
I don't see how you can be a partner in peace if you advocate the destruction of a country as part of your platform. And I know you can't be a partner in peace if you have if your party has got an armed wing.
The president insisted, however, that he does not see this as the end of the effort to establish a Palestinian state under the so-called roadmap for peace. Another ongoing problem for the administration in the region is Iran and steps it has taken to begin processing materials that could be used to build nuclear weapons. The president said today that under close international supervision, Iran could have a civilian nuclear program to produce energy, but he says he does not believe that is the Iranian government's intention.
I don't believe non-transparent regimes that threaten the security of the world should be allowed to gain the technologies necessary to make a weapon. And the Iranians have said, we want a weapon.
On another topic, the scandal in Washington involving Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff, the president was asked about pictures of Mr. Bush with Abramoff that the White House will not release.
Having my picture taken with someone doesn't mean that, you know, I'm a friend with him or know him very well. I've had my picture taken with you at holiday parties. My point is, I mean, there's thousands of people that come through and get their pictures taken.
Abramoff has pleaded guilty to charges of fraud and bribery. He has close ties to top congressional Republicans and bundled more than $100,000 in campaign contributions to the president. The president says the photos could be used for political purposes if released and that, quote, they're not relevant to the investigation. Today, the president also continued his defense of domestic spying without warrants from a special court established in 1978 for such purposes. He insisted, as he has repeatedly in recent weeks, that it's a limited program focused on calls into the U.S. from suspected al-Qaeda members outside the country.
So, as I stand here right now, I can tell the American people the program's legal. It's designed to protect civil liberties, and it's necessary.
The president said it is not necessary to rewrite existing laws to make the program legal, as some in Congress have suggested.
Now, my concern has always been that in an attempt to try to pass a law on something that's already legal, we'll show the enemy what we're doing.
The president acknowledged that some members of Congress think he has overstepped his authority in ordering such wiretaps. He responded that there has always been a debate over how much power the executive branch has. He said he'll leave that debate to the lawyers. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.